A2A Spotlight. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
How many of you know that you can be blessed and still have some burdens?
Pastor Lamar Hardwick has learned a lot firsthand about blessings and burdens, and for the past 2 years, he has shared his hard-earned knowledge with his congregation.
I have been completely authentic and transparent with you as to my journey.
And what a journey it has been.
I would say as early as 6 or 7, I can recall knowing there was something different between me and other children.
The difference is so pronounced. Announces Hardwick that some of those kids called him a robot.
My voice was very monotone. My facial expressions didn't change, and so that always made for awkward exchanges.
But despite his challenges, Hardwick tackled one life goal after another, ultimately pursuing a doctorate and becoming lead pastor at a thriving church in Georgia. Still, he says, he continued to hear about his differences.
I heard comments about walking past people and not speaking. I would often hear, "You look tired."
He decided to get some professional answers, and at 36, he was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, having already answered one calling, he says.
I felt another sense of calling as a pastor and somebody with a developmental disability to kind of bridge both worlds.
So in 2015, Hardwick shared his diagnosis with his congregation. Word of his story spread far and wide, and soon he was penning a memoir with this goal in mind.
Share my experience and how it's kind of shaped me, not just as a pastor, but as someone who's been married for 16 years, has 3 kids.
To learn more about how Dr. Lamar Hardwick is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.